welcome to billing office of Prime Care of Georgia. This is Krunal. How may I help you?
Yeah, I'm calling because I received a bill from you guys, but I'm not sure for what, though.
Okay.
I have the account number in front of me if you need it.
I would just need a date of birth.
It's March 17, 2001.
Okay. Is it Jeremiah?
Yeah, Jeremiah Davila.
Okay. Let's see. Okay, you should have received a bill of $11.57, am I correct?
Yeah, what's that for?
Okay, let's see, what is it for? Okay, that belongs to date of service May 13, 2025. And let's see. Insurance has applied deductible.
Right, but I already paid when I was there, so why would I pay again? I'm confused.
So it looks like, yes, definitely I can see that you have paid $19 there. And insurance has applied patient responsibility of $30.57. So the remaining $11.57 that you need to pay out.
Why am I just being told about this now when the date of services was back in May?
Yes, the date of service was back in May, and it looks like the statement on June 11 was also sent.
And I never received that. This is the first time receiving.
And then we sent on July 10 as well, and then we sent on August 12 today. So we have the copy of the statement with the date on it that we sent the statement on this date. So,
okay, well, I mean, I'm going to have to dispute that because there's just no way for, I mean, this is the first time hearing of it. For the first time, you charged me when I was there, great, that's fine. But after the fact, I'm not going to pay more when you could have told me what it cost then.
When you what?
I'm not going to pay more when I could have been told what it cost then from the beginning.
Okay, so we used to collect a certain amount at the time of the service upfront. And we can estimate that the patient responsibility could be this much, and that is the reason you have paid $19 at the time of service. But we cannot have the exact amount that how insurance is gonna react on your claim and how insurance is gonna apply the patient responsibility on your claim. So
okay, well, I mean, I've been to the doctor many, many times. This is the first time I've ever heard of anything like this. So like I said, I'm just going to dispute it. If you can email me or give me whatever information I need to start that process, please.
Okay. So the only thing you can do is you can pay that amount, $11.57. Okay. And, you know, even you can talk to your insurance company as well. And we have a proof in front of us that the statement was sent three times, including today's statement. The first statement was sent on June 11, second was on June 10, and the third one is today. So we have the proof with us that statement was...
Yeah, that's totally fine. I'm not saying that you don't have the proof, or don't. I'm not saying none of that. I'm just asking for the information that I need to start the dispute. How do I do that?
You can dial the same number and hit the... Okay, just one moment. I can give you the phone number for them. You can talk to the front desk. You may want to talk to the doctor. You can talk to them. And, yeah, you can raise a dispute. We don't have any forms for the dispute, but, yes, you can talk to the doctors. Okay? And the phone number for them is going to be, whenever you are ready with the pen and paper.
I'm ready whenever you are.
912.
Okay.
561.
561.
Yeah. 7001.
7001. 912-561-7001.
Yes.
Okay. Awesome. I'll give them a call and get this cleared up. Appreciate your time, sir. Thank you.
You're welcome.